I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. We continue our series, The Traveler's Guide to Glory, working our way through the Psalms of Ascent, Psalms 120 through 134, songs that were once aids to ancient pilgrims to guide them during their journey and help them to keep their eyes fixed on their destination. They're also wonderful guides for us. And how wonderful it is that at the halfway point of our own ascent, God has given us Psalm 127. As we reach the point where we've come too far to turn back, we learn how to trust God to bring our journey to completion. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Friends, Psalm 127 informs us that you and I live in a world not that different from ancient pilgrims. We live in a world where there's so much insecurity. So much insecurity. And this can lead us to fret, to be anxious, and to try and figure out ways and strategies by which we can create security in an otherwise insecure world. And God knows this, and He has given us Psalm 127 as our wisdom guide during our earthly pilgrimage. Notice how He does this in the first three verses with three checks to our tendency to wrong thinking. We know that we should labor to build a good life for ourselves and our families. So how should we go about it? God says, wrong answer number one is to trust in your skill or work ethic. Unless the Lord builds the house, you labor in vain. We also rightly want to make sure that those we love and all we have remain safe and secure. So how can we protect our prized people and possessions? God says, wrong answer number two is trusting in our watchfulness, our own careful attention. Unless the Lord watches over the city, all your watchful guarding is of no avail. And parents, we want to assure that we and our children are cared for, have all they need to flourish. So how can we make sure all their needs are met? And God says, wrong answer number three is by burning our candles at both ends trying to provide for them. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. Psalm 127 is a wonderful wisdom psalm given by God to remind you and I that we're not in control, and thankfully, we don't have to be. God is in control. So while it's a good thing to plan, to be watchful, to labor, to love our children, ultimately it's not our job to ensure success. We simply do what God calls us to do, and then we put our heads on our pillows at night and rest, leaving all we've done in the Lord's hands. Friends, we can live stress-free and restful lives because God grants sleep to those He loves. Do you realize that God wants us to rest? In fact, the Sabbath command made His top 10 list. Why does God give us a command that says, stop doing? Well, because we're not good at stopping and trusting. Because ever since the fall into sin, we're short-circuited to be non-stop busy in our vain efforts to be self-sufficient. Eugene Peterson says, well, nothing less than a command has the power to intervene in the vicious, accelerating, self-perpetuating cycle of faithless and graceless busyness. But God wants us to see that we're to trust in Him, let go of control, and rest in Him. That's actually what sleep reminds us. We stop, and yet the world goes on, because this is God's world, and He is at the center of all that gets accomplished in His story. He gets all the credit, too, for all the successes, and we get the privilege of participating in them. So we labor hard, and we rest well, knowing our labors in the Lord are never in vain. We seek to be good stewards of all we have, while understanding the Lord is the one who gives and takes away. And we see our children are heritage from the Lord. That means they don't belong to us. We're simply to care for them until we all become forever children of our Heavenly Father in glory. And wonderfully, God has guaranteed our success by sending His own Son, the Divine Warrior. Jesus became the cornerstone of a house that we get to help build that will never fail. And He continues to watch over us as our Good Shepherd. And He accomplished all that was needed for His whole family by His perfect obedience, providing all we need for our salvation. And now the Lord Jesus calls all of us to come, take His yoke upon us, and He says He will give us His rest. My friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.